Good Monday morning. Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. Today, Jackie Williams relates a scene from her childhood, one that takes place on a blustery March day as she sat in the cold waiting room of a Birmingham hospital, waiting with her family to hear word on her Uncle Eugene.
Most people who came in hurried to other locations, but one small man strode in and sat in the corner. He was dressed in a jacket and newsboy hat and smelled of what I guess to be alcohol. The man began to speak in a voice which varied from a low mumble to a husky shout. At times he would seem to weave about in his chair, but at other times he would stand and hit one hand with the other fist to accentuate a point in his rambling message. I understood two pieces of this rant. He announced that his name was Patrick O'Malley, at which time Cousin Violet reported her belief that he was about as Irish as Pasquale's, an Italian chain restaurant of the times, and he frequently said that upon this rock he established his church, an unlikely Bible quotation. I did not make eye contact with Patrick O'Malley, but I had the very uncomfortable feeling that he was looking at me. Girls were brought up to be polite, nice. No one had ever told me or anyone I knew that women should trust our instincts, and at a few months short of age 13, I was only dimly aware of the mysteries of adulthood. But apparently my intuition was correct, as later on, Cousin Violet would agree that he was indeed looking at me in what she judged to be the way no man should look at a young girl. His rantings were scary to me, but it was during his silences that I squirmed in my chair and wished to go away. We were soon joined by Cousin Violet's son, Darryl, my first cousin once removed. He and I were sent to the hospital cafeteria, where he had some soup and I had something to drink, my stomach being too upset with the unfamiliar situation to be hungry. I hoped that the strange and vaguely threatening man would be gone by the time we returned, but he was still there, still in the corner, and still ranting. Mother and Cousin Violet both looked miserable, what with the cold, no word from the doctors about Uncle Eugene's condition, and the drunk street preacher with the wandering eyes. I disliked all those things as well, but for me, the wandering eyes took on the largest of the emotional problems as I again felt his stares. Now, my mother was a lady. However, I was to find out that evening that even she had limits. As Patrick O'Malley left his corner to continue his speech while pacing the waiting room floor, coming ever closer to me, she suddenly took an action that was amazing and unexpected. She rose from her cold chair, standing as tall as possible, and walked slowly over to Patrick O'Malley, coming uncomfortably close to his person. Holding her best handkerchief in her right hand like a small flag, she spoke in a low but quite distinct voice. "Go home, drink some warm milk, and go to bed." Patrick O'Malley, man of uncertain character, touched his cap, humbly said, "Yes, ma'am," and departed into the cold Birmingham streets, leaving behind a sad memory now associated with my uncle. In 1963, in Alabama, we were not yet aware of the problem of homeless people. Did Patrick O'Malley have a home? Did he have milk or a place to heat it? Did he have a permanent place to sleep? We never knew. But I know that my mother was a most compassionate woman. If she had known about such circumstances, she would surely not have minded sharing that shelter with a person in need. Most likely, she would have bought him something hot to eat and drink. But the thing is, Patrick O'Malley should not have looked at Airy Alice McCluskey Allen's baby girl.
Jackie Williams is a retired clinical social worker who spent a good part of her life in the Midwest as an Air Force wife. She's now writing about her childhood and family so her two sons will know and appreciate the family lore. You can hear Jackie's story and all the past Sundial stories and poems by clicking on Sundial under the Shows and Podcast tabs at WLRH.org. And every Monday morning at 9, you can hear a brand new episode of Sundial right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.